RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea.
Welcome to In Vilonair. The academic radio space for English learners from the Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. News, suggestions, culture, language tips, literature, entertainment, opinion, learning, sharing, and more. Welcome back.
Share, enjoy, discover, practice, and learn.
In Vilonair.
In Vilonair.
In Vilonair.
Hello everybody, bienvenidos a nuestro programa radial In Vil On Air, el programa del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas de la Universidad Nacional Abierta y a Distancia.
Con ustedes María Fernanda Nieto y Leonardo Leguizamón, tutores del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas. For today we are full with topics and we are ready to put them in your ears right now.
So Leonardo, what's new for today? I enjoy a lot the last two programs and I have learned a lot about In Vil and English, of course.
That's right, Mafe. I didn't know most of the things our partners told us about culture, knowledge, or even our well-being. The best thing is that day by day, we will teach more things related to English, its culture, and about In Vil, of course.
Leo, I have a question for you. Was it easy for you to learn English?
To be honest, Mafe, not that much. I was not very confident when speaking, so it was a real challenge for me.
What did you do in order to learn English?
Well, what I did was that I always brought a dictionary with me. I tried to talk all the time. I repeated the dialogues and the conversations in the movies and the TV series. And I also have to confess that I imitated a lot. What about you, Mafe? What was the most difficult thing for you when you were learning English?
Okay, for me, the speaking and listening. Those were so difficult for me when I was learning English. It's necessary to train your ear, so you must create an environment of English that was difficult because in Colombia you speak in Spanish. But if you want to improve this ability, you must change these things in your daily routine and your way of thinking.
You're so right, Mafe. Today, we are going to learn many things related to this, and I hope all of us can put them into practice.
I agree with you, Leo. What we have for today, Leo?
We have three guests for today, and I know our listeners will be so glad to hear what they have to share with us.
But tell me, who are they?
I won't tell you right now, but let's figure it out.
You got me. Show me, please.
We are on academic vacations, and here we have tips for you to take into account. Okay, so let's listen to Lisbeth in Culture and Civilization.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world. Hello everyone, here we go again. Last time we told you about some beautiful destinations to visit these vacations in our country. Today we will talk about the five favorite ones. Let's know the top 5 destinations in Colombia. Number 5 is Villa de Leyva. Villa de Leyva is the most touristic and popular town in Boyacá. These colonial villas, frozen in time, will make you feel like you have been transported back to the colonial times. There, you can visit many places like La Casa Museo Antonio Nariño, El Museo del Carmen, or El Museo Paleontológico. And also El Infiernito, which is an old Muisca sanctuary. Number 4 is the Coffee Region. Colombians' Coffee Region is a fertile region located in the heart of the Andes. It's where the majority of the famous Colombian coffee is produced. This region has a great variety of options for rural tourists, including visits to coffee farms to learn about the coffee production. The number 3 is Cartagena. Cartagena is the capital city of Bolivar and is located along the central part of the Colombian Caribbean coast. Cartagena was declared a World Heritage Site in 1984 for its historical importance as a port city, as well as for its impressive fortification. It was one of the first cities founded in Latin America. The second one is the Tayrona National Natural Park. It is another place of immense cultural beauty with a high diversity of fauna and flora. The park lies at the Caribbean coast near Santa Marta. It is one of the most beautiful beaches in the country. And the first one is Caño Cristales. Caño Cristales is the most beautiful river in Colombia and perhaps one of the most unspoiled natural places to visit in this country. Caño Cristales is located inside the National Natural Park La Macarena in the Department of Meta in the eastern region of Colombia. Caño Cristales is a unique natural wonder due to its outstanding combination of colors like yellow, green, blue, black, and especially the red color given by the subaquatic plants. We hope that you have enjoyed this radio program and decided to visit as many of these amazing places as you can. Remember, it is always good to know the Colombian wonderful landscapes first. Don't miss them. Happy trips!
Hey Charlie, have you been to any of these places?
Yeah, I've been to La Candelaria, a really traditional place in the city of Bogota. It was my first time that I arrived to this city, and I was kind of surprised and at the same time a little bit scared because I was by myself and I knew nobody in the city.
Wow, that can be frightening. What would you pick as your favorite one?
Well, I consider La Candelaria, which is the only place that I know, but I would really like to go, for example, to Cabo de la Vela and Mompox. They say that these are really important and cultural parts, which I would like to go and, you know, spend some time with my family. What about you, Mafe? Do you consider them as good destinations for vacations?
Yeah, sure. I love the sea, so I prefer Cabo de la Vela, but also these places have different things and are amazing for vacations.
Yeah, I can't wait to listen to the top 5 next week.
Yeah, man, neither can I.
Mafe, finally, you will get to know our 3 guests. I wish we were in front of the sea, drinking piña coladas, having this conversation.
That would be great, man.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no?
Inville today,
that bass, about that bass,
news no. And interviews to be tuned with Inville.
About that bass, no trouble, I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
Buen día para todos ustedes y bienvenidos a Inville Today. Hoy tenemos unas invitadas muy especiales.
Sí, Leo, algunos de nuestros oyentes van a estar muy interesados el día de hoy, ya que hoy vamos a tocar un tema muy interesante.
Sí, Mafe, muchas personas que escuchan este programa lo hacen porque quieren mejorar sus habilidades en inglés y tal vez quieren estudiar, pero no han encontrado el sitio adecuado porque no cumplen con sus expectativas.
Además de eso, Carlos, hoy en día es muy difícil sacar el tiempo para estudiar inglés, ya que los tiempos de desplazamiento son inmanejables. Los cursos son muy largos, la metodología no se adapta a nuestro ritmo de vida, entre otras cosas.
Para todos aquellos que no sabían, la UNAD, por medio del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas INVILE, ha creado un programa de enseñanza de inglés para todos aquellos que quieren aprender, ya sea que estudien en la UNAD o que no lo hagan o que no hagan parte de ella.
Ok, Leo, pero dejemos que sean ellas las que nos cuenten acerca de UNAD English. Con nosotros está Luba Grubel, directora del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, Mangeli Rondoño, líder del programa UNAD English, y Aleida Prada, tutora de los cursos programa UNAD English. Bienvenidas. Una pregunta como muy obvia, pero muy sencilla al mismo tiempo. ¿Qué es UNAD English?
UNAD English, bueno, buenas tardes para todos. Primero, muchas gracias por esta invitación. Como ustedes lo mencionaban, UNAD English es una propuesta del Instituto Virtual de Lenguas, a través de la cual pretendemos brindar a las personas un programa de inglés que se ajuste a todas las dificultades o a todas las necesidades que tienen las personas, en el cual tengan facilidad de acceso a los cursos en términos de tiempo, implementación de las TICs como nueva metodología de aprendizaje y sobre todo flexibilidad en términos de el acceso a las tareas y a las diferentes habilidades que se pretenden fomentar en estos cursos.
Mangeli, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, Leonardo, gracias.
Mangeli, cuéntanos cuántos niveles tiene el programa. Explícanos brevemente cómo está diseñado estos cursos.
Listo. El programa UNAD English consta de 5 niveles, desde A1 hasta B2. Está dentro de la correspondencia del marco común europeo. de referencia, y nosotros manejamos pues toda la estructura que se debe manejar dentro del, de este marco, toda la parte académica, la parte conceptual que deben tener los estudiantes nuestros en cada uno de estos niveles. Las personas que tengan algún nivel de inglés y quieran acceder al programa tienen la opción de presentar un placement test, que también está enfocado pues a revisar esas competencias comunicativas que tienen y quedar en un nivel específico para que puedan avanzar en el resto de niveles.
Hola, Luba, ¿cómo estás?
Muy bien, gracias.
Listo, yo tengo una preguntita. ¿A qué público está dirigido?
Mira, pues el programa UNAD English está dirigido pues, al público en general, más o menos a partir de los 16 años, porque es un programa en sí creado para jóvenes, adolescentes o adultos. Entonces, es básicamente pues, para las personas que tienen como el gusto de conocer el inglés, que están como en muy buena disposición para tomar ese tipo de cursos y pues pueden ser bachilleres, pueden ser amas de casa, pueden ser personas jubiladas, pueden ser profesionales que se acaban de graduar. Tenemos, digamos, un abanico muy amplio de perfiles de personas que entran a estudiar dentro de UNAD English y pues estamos obviamente pues con los brazos abiertos para recibirlos a todos.
Ok, muchas gracias, Luba.
Gracias, Luba.
De acuerdo a lo que nos mencionas, hay una gran posibilidad de que muchas personas de diferentes partes, no solo de Colombia, sino de diferentes culturas y de diferentes formas de aprendizaje, ingresen al programa. Ahora, si una persona no maneja los entornos de formación virtual, el acceso al campus, ustedes más o menos como qué estrategias emplean para orientar el acceso a los contenidos y herramientas disponibles en cada curso.
Bueno, como lo mencionábamos al comienzo, la idea principal es fomentar aquí el uso de las TICs y utilizar estas herramientas para el aprendizaje de algo tan valioso como una segunda lengua. En ese sentido, lo primero que hacemos es que cualquier estudiante de UNAD English recibe un proceso de inducción detallado en el cual se explica paso a paso el funcionamiento del curso, cuáles son los diferentes entornos de los que dispone, cómo están constituidos y cuáles son las tareas que debe desarrollar. En ese proceso de inducción también se explica cuáles son las vías de comunicación permanente con tutores y demás para que pueda resolver las inquietudes que durante su proceso se presenten. Entonces, lo que buscamos allí es que, además de que maneje el computador, tenga un acercamiento a la educación virtual, pues que es una de las fuertes de la UNAD.
Artefacto Bloqueado, un programa de entrevistas a escritores y lectores de diferentes manifestaciones estéticas que ponen en entredicho nuestras seguridades morales, intelectuales y sensitivas. Artefacto Bloqueado. Escúchanos todos los martes, 10 de la mañana, por Radio UNAD Virtual. Artefacto Bloqueado.
Mangeli, teniendo en cuenta que la UNAD es una institución de educación a distancia, ¿cuál es la metodología empleada para la enseñanza del inglés a personas que desconocen esta modalidad educativa?
Bueno, Leonardo, la universidad tiene una metodología de educación a distancia. Nosotros tenemos la estrategia B-Learning, que es utilizar un entorno de aprendizaje virtual. Esto lo llamamos ABA, ¿sí? Y además tenemos la presencialidad los días sábados cada 15 días. Esto con el fin de permitirle al estudiante un acercamiento mucho más próximo con su tutor o su tutora y con sus pares también. ¿Para qué? Para el fomento, el desarrollo de las habilidades en las competencias comunicativas que ellos requieren desarrollar. En la virtualidad nosotros tenemos entonces el apoyo de herramientas tecnológicas como lo es Skype, como lo es son las web conferences y el acompañamiento sincrónico asincrónico que se hace a través del aula del mismo curso con el tutor que está siendo pues asignado a X curso. Esa sería como la estrategia que nosotros tenemos para el manejo de los entornos. Y si una persona no conoce mucho de tecnología, ¿cierto? Nosotros realizamos una inducción al inicio de cada uno de los cursos y se hace un acompañamiento muy cercano a estos estudiantes. De hecho, tenemos estudiantes con alguna discapacidad de conocimiento y les colaboramos de la manera más pertinente que nosotros podamos tener para que este estudiante realmente aprenda, así sea un mínimo, el inglés, pero que realmente lo aprenda y lo ponga en práctica lo que tiene que saber. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. By once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me, oh let me redeem all myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chances. Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know. Down, is it too late to say sorry now? Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I'll go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to get you back on me.
De actualidad, tecnología, bienestar, salud, economía y medio ambiente. Lo escuchas en nuestro programa institucional Administrando el Futuro, todos los martes 5 de la tarde, hora colombiana. Administrando el Futuro, con enfoque universitario.
Carpe diem. Learn how to take care about yourself.
Mafe, what do you usually have for lunch?
I usually have for lunch rice, meat or chicken, salad, sometimes vegetables, beans, etc. For my lunch, I eat different things. Why?
I have something that you will find very interesting related to spicy food. Do you eat spicy food?
Yes, I like it. And you?
I don't eat it that much. I'm scared of its effects.
you know, it can be some damage to my stomach.
Yeah.
But well, let's listen to it and see if I changed my mind.
Okay.
How many of you can think that cayenne, jalapeno, habanero, chili, and some other hot peppers are good for health? Today, I'm going to tell you the 5 amazing benefits of spicy foods from an article I found in the HuffPost. We already know hot peppers are a great way to add flavor to recipes, but apart from that, research shows that they may have a surprisingly positive effect on your health. Another go-to spice for improving your health is turmeric or turmeric, the yellow spice often used in Indian food and curries. The main active component of turmeric is curcumin, which studies show can help prevent cancer, decreases the inflammation in the body, and have other positive effects. The first benefit is weight loss. How many of you are looking for this? While there is no replacing exercise and cutting back on processed foods, adding spice to your recipes can speed up weight loss. Research suggests that when you eat hot peppers, it increases your body heat, which boosts metabolism up to 5% and increases fat burning up to 16%. That means your body is burning calories more quickly. Capsaicin, that is part the principal component of these peppers, promotes the stimulation of brown fat, which aids in metabolism. Spicy food may also help you with your food cravings. While eating spicy foods can decrease appetite and lower the amount of calories you eat. The third benefit is heart disease. When it comes to the heart, peppers and turmeric have a whole host of potential benefits. Both the turmeric and red peppers have definite effects on the body's circulation. With respect to the capsaicin that is in the hot peppers, it can affect blood vessels and causes them to dilate, which can lead to some degree to blood pressure lowering. Capsaicin also may help prevent blood clots. Turmeric or curcumin has really powerful anti-inflammatory elements. It can help to reverse damage to blood vessels, and it may help lower cholesterol and prevent bad cholesterol from building up. The third benefit is cancer prevention. Curcumin has astonishing effects in cancer cells. There is a good laboratory evidence that it works in reducing the growth of cancer cells and preventing them as well. Studies have found that curcumin has a positive effect on slowing breast cancer, cervical cancer, and stomach cancer, as well as others. As for capsaicin, a study found that it killed 80% of prostate cancer cells in mice, while leaving normal cells unharmed. The capsaicin blocks the cancer cells. The fourth benefit, pain relief. If you've got pain from arthritis, shingles, or even some kinds of headaches, doctors often use an over-the-counter cream with capsaicin as the active ingredient. While you could try rubbing the area with hot peppers in a pinch, it is suggested using the cream since it has a concentrated amount of capsaicin and has been proved to be effective. And the last benefit, the fifth benefit, is longevity. The secret to living longer may very well be eating a hot pepper or two or three. A study looked at the eating habits of 500,000 people aged 30 to 79 in China over a 5-year period and found that the people who ate spicy foods 6 or 7 times a week had a 14% lower risk of dying prematurely. That number isn't huge, you can think, but it is statistically significant. If that's not convincing enough, think of spicy food aiding in longevity this way. Eating spicy foods help with cancer prevention. You have a healthier heart and they help you lose weight. All these things together can definitely help you live longer. And now, how much do you need to eat? We have to say that bell peppers and crushed black pepper are not considered spicy foods. Bell peppers do not have the capsaicin, even though they are technically in the same family with the chili peppers. If you're going to eat something that starts firing it up in your mouth, you don't need to start with an habaneros right now. but you do have to add a small amount of something like crushed red pepper or ground cayenne. So the idea is to begin with small portions and go after with bigger ones. As for how much spicy food you need to eat to get the benefits, some doctors recommend that you try to include hot peppers and turmeric in your diet 2 or 3 times a week. Since eating them in a row can be a challenge, you can cook them and they are going to retain their healthful benefits. If you have trouble tolerating spicy foods or they bother your stomach, a lot of people couple it with yogurt or something that will line up the stomach wall. Otherwise, if you can't tolerate the spice, skip it and talk to your doctor about taking a curcumin or capsaicin supplement. These were the 5 amazing health benefits of spicy foods. I hope you try them.
Culture and Civilization, an open window to know more about the world. Hello everyone, here we go again. Last time we told you about some beautiful destinations to visit these vacations in our country. Today we will talk about the 5 favorite ones. Let's know the top 5 destinations in Colombia. Number 5 is Villa de Leyva. Villa de Leyva is the most touristic and popular town in Boyacá. These colonial villas, frozen in time, will make you feel like you have been transported back to the colonial times. There, you can visit many places like La Casa Museo Antonio Nariño, El Museo del Carmen, or El Museo Paleontológico, and also El Infiernito, which is an old Muisca sanctuary. Number 4 is the Coffee Region. Colombia's coffee region is a fertile region located in the heart of the Andes. It's where the majority of the famous Colombian coffee is produced. This region has a great variety of options for rural tourists, including visits to coffee farms to learn about the coffee production. The number 3 is Cartagena. Cartagena is the capital city of Bolivar and is located along the central part of the Colombian Caribbean coast. Cartagena was declared a World Heritage Site in 1984 for its historical importance as a port city, as well as for its impressive fortification. It was one of the first cities founded in Latin America. The second one is the Tayrona National Natural Park. It is another place of immense cultural beauty with a high diversity of fauna and flora. The park lies at the Caribbean coast near Santa Marta. It is one of the most beautiful beaches in the country. And the first one is Caño Cristales. Caño Cristales is the most beautiful river in Colombia and perhaps one of the most unspoiled natural places to visit in this country. Caño Cristales is located inside the National Natural Park La Macarena in the department of Meta in the eastern region of Colombia. Caño Cristales is a unique natural wonder due to its outstanding combination of colors like yellow, green, blue, black, and especially the red color given by the subaquatic plants. We hope that you have enjoyed this radio program and decided to visit as many of these amazing places as you can. Remember, it is always good to know the Colombian wonderful landscapes first. Don't miss them. Happy trips!
Okay, guys, it was a real pleasure for us to be here in one more program. In Bill on Air, it's back, remember. You can contact us.
Pueden contactarnos por nuestros correos leonardo.leguizamon@unad.edu.co
o maria.nieto@unad.edu.co.
También nos pueden seguir por Facebook @InBillOnAir
o en Twitter @InBillOnAir.
Llámanos al 373-4098. Estaremos felices de recibir tus dudas, opiniones y sugerencias. InBill on Air.
Esto es RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.